see him look on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, never to recall. Oh, I want to see him look on his face, there to sing forever. This land, singing as I go, leading souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on. Through Him I must lead. Amen. Oh, I love to see. Service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll come more close to Him, He will give me light. The Satan's snares may catch my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, He's for every time. Amen. Oh, I want to see Him, there to sing forever of His saving grace, on the streets of glory. Valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there leading in the fire, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low. He's guiding me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see.
You want to see?
There to sing forever of the saving grace, on the streets of glory. Billows rise from the mighty deep. Then my Lord directs my heart, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Oh, I love Him so. Oh, I love to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace, on the streets of glory. Oh, I want to see Him look on His face.
Want to look on His face?
Forever of His saving grace, on the streets of glory, and with my voice. There's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
What's happening to Him?
To see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. It's on the streets of glory that my voice. There's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen. What a day is that going to be?
Brother Branham said when you were in sin, he said, you used to clap and you used to act silly and go to ball games. He says, but when you're in the church, you sing, glory! Yes. Hallelujah! Glory. Praise the Lord! Yes. Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever, His saving grace, on the streets of glory.
One more time.
Tonight.
Amen.
Did you enjoy Patmos' vision?
Amen.
Oh my. Our box cars, they're good and tight.
Amen.
There's nothing loose in there, nothing wiggling that's in there. So the Holy Spirit's come down and He's put His seal on it.
Amen.
And He says, don't touch it.
Amen.
Don't get into it. It's sealed to the day of your redemption.
Amen.
Satan can't get in there. He can rattle the door. He does that a lot. He tries to shake it and tries to get in there. But there ain't nothing loose in there. It's tight. Amen?
Amen.
He says to make sure it's good and tight. He puts that seal of the Holy Spirit in you. And He says then you can be positionally placed. Then we move forward. And that's what we're on our road to now.
Amen.
And then He says that you can see. Once that's happening to the bride of Jesus Christ, He says that's when you can see by election that your names was put on the book of life.
Amen.
As a reminder, this is again that it was before the foundation of the world that He put your name on there.
Amen.
He says, did it happen the other day? I gave my heart to the Lord the other day. He knew you and knew what you would do before there was even a world. How wonderful it is for the bride of Jesus Christ to know that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Have you come prepared tonight?
Amen.
Amen. You know how important it is to become prepared?
Amen.
I want to give you a little example. How many of you have ever been camping? Went out and went camping, get out with the family and go camping and man, you get your family, get together and say, hey, we're going to go camping this weekend. You guys want to go camping? And say, oh, yeah, man, that'd be great, Dad. Let's go. And so, man, this weekend we're going to take off and go camping. And you get busy during the week and, man, take off comes weekend time. Man, you get to the house, you throw everything in the car real quick and you take off and get to the campgrounds. And, man, you start unloading it, everything. And you're all excited and everything. Whoops, forgot the tent. Have you ever done that? It's like, oh my goodness, what a bummer. We forgot the tent. We got all excited. We got everything in there. We got the sleeping bags and everything. We don't have the tent. Well, that's okay. We'll just be out under the stars and we'll enjoy the stars tonight and it'll just be beautiful. Guess what? It's going to rain. It does no good. But if you'd been prepared, if you'd checked and made you a list of what you needed to bring and to be ready, that when you went camping, you would have had that tent in there. You'd have had your sleeping bag in there. You'd had your air mattress in there. You'd had your food in there. You'd had your water in there. Everything that you need for that camping trip. Because you want it to be a great time, a successful trip when you go. You don't want to forget nothing. You don't rush off and do that. You prepare. You think about it. You get ready to do it. And it's the same thing that we need to do when we come into this building. Always before the Lord is always to prepare ourselves. And I know we talk about that all the time, but you know how important it is?
Yeah.
Let me tell you how important it is. Let me read you something from the Ephesian Church Age book. If you've read it, how many have been reading the Church Age book, following along? Praise the Lord. If you haven't raised your hand, get into it. Start reading along with it. It's really good. Brother Branham said, he says, since this study was to be the most serious one I've ever undertaken up to this time, I have sought God for many days for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then only did I read the scriptures of the Church Age book. The prophet of God said he sought God for many days before he even opened up his Bible to read the scriptures.
Amen.
The prophet of God. He prepared himself. He got himself ready. He got underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he said, so that the Lord could bring him the word. And that's each one of us. But you know what's so wonderful? We've got a part to play too. In God's great economy, he even allows us to be part of that. And part of this, we are part of this Church Ages. We know that it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. But listen to what Brother Branham said here, that how we get to be a part. He says, oh my, may God help us as we teach these words. I've studied it from the historical standpoint, but wait till I get to the pulpit here for the inspiration. Because I feel that we're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that your spirit, your part, the licks of fire, the Holy Spirit that's on you comes to another, to another, to another, and it kindles the great body of God and sets it aflame. We have a part. We have a part. Yeah, you should be happy that you're a part. He lets us be a part of it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, how important it is then that when we come, is that our spirit affected the very prophet of God when he brought the message. So he gives us that opportunity to come here. And it makes me think of how proud of each one of you that I am and have seen that. And we've talked about that, Brother Samuel, myself, excuse me, is how that you come early. It's not 5 minutes and rush in here, and you can't always be, there's always stuff that's going on that keeps you, but you got to come in. You got to prepare yourself. You have to be ready. Get rid of all the things of the world, all the distractions, all the things that settle yourself down. Read your Bible, begin to pray so that you're ready for when that word comes forward. You're ready. You're underneath of that anointing.
Amen.
So it makes me proud, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you're not standing, have to stand out for hours like you were before months ago. But you're there standing, that you come in, and you come in, sit down, reverent and being here. It makes me very proud of each one of you. And that how I see that the word living in you, I see the difference in you, that it is Christ uniting the bride together and having that spirit that prophet of God said we must have. He says more than anything is to love one another. No matter what it is to love one another. It's easy to love the people that love you. It's love the people that don't love you.
Amen.
Do you have that in your heart tonight? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he's teaching us these great revelations. And where we've come in, we've entered into the Sabbath.
Yeah.
He said it's the rest.
Amen.
And we're at rest. He says when that Holy Spirit comes in our lives, then we're at rest. We've put away the things of the world. It's all done. We're finished. He said the world's still looking for the Sabbath, a certain day, or you got to do this, or you got to do that. But not a child of God. You've entered into that rest, and you know who you are, and you have peace, wonderful peace. And by the grace of God, he's given that to us. So according to that, according to what Brother Branham said, the last thing he told us before we left the other night, he says, I think you're ready for the Church Ages. Amen. So you're ready for the Church Ages?
Amen.
Let's stand. We're going to prayer. How wonderful it is, the Lord Jesus, to be able to come to him and to worship him. Be able to come and hear this word. You heard what he said. a day is coming when we're not going to be able to do this. We don't know when it's coming. But the words went forward. It has to come to pass. It will happen. That's where that word is a living inside of us. Living, written epistles read of all men. That message, that word, living through this bride. How glorious it is. We have many requests that's come into us this evening. We have our sister, Elise Johnson, that she's not feeling well. We have a sister, Kimberly Gasper. She's really sick. Had our brother, Larry Parker. They said he's not feeling good at all. He might have had a stroke or a light stroke. I remember him. And our sister, Nadine Wirtz, out in Arizona. Many of you know her. She's got a real bad infection in her knee. Our brother, George Yara. He's our distributor in Paraguay. He's been bitten by a mosquito, and I've never heard of the disease before, called Lyca, I think. It's L-I-K-A. It's caused from a mosquito bite, and it's very, you can't get rid of it once you have the disease. We certainly want to remember that. And I got word just before coming here that our brother Mike and sister Wanda Collins, brother and sister Collins' son and daughter-in-law in Louisiana, their home was flooded. Many of you have seen that. Is the rains that's down there, and he rushed his house to get his wife, and they had already evacuated her, that the house was flooded almost up to his waist, so everything was ruined. They just had just a few minutes just to get a few items to get out of the house, so we want to remember them. And there's perhaps many other believers down in that area that has been affected by this, and we always want to remember, continue to remember the Steve Cook family at this time. But we all have needs. Father knows each and every one of them. So as we bow our heads and we just think upon Him, that's what we want to think upon, is upon Him. And that's what brings His presence to us. There's a little crude illustration to talking about camp and being prepared. Lord, we want to be prepared for You. That's the desire of our heart, Lord. Way more than it is to go on a camping trip or to go someplace that sometimes we get all worked up about and get so enthusiastic about it. But Lord, coming together to hear Your word, that's the way I want to be. I can't wait to get in the doors to see my brothers and sisters, to fellowship with them, because I'm going to spend eternity with them. And time won't mean nothing. The ones that went on before us, we're going to meet them over there. Amen. What a glorious time is that going to be. How wonderful. We all have loved ones that went on. I pray that they can look beyond the curtain of time tonight and know we want to be with them too. But how great it is, these requests that we have, that is a group of believers that we confess within our hearts, that right now, Father, we're not looking at our abilities and our thoughts and who we are and what we are. We're looking to Calvary. Amen. And we're believing that we are the royal seed of Abraham. Amen. That we were predestinated. Yes. That You did choose us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Although we're not worthy, it's still ours, Father. And that's what we're looking at. Now I want you to hold that in your heart and believe it. And then when we take these requests before the Lord tonight in prayer, that each one of them that's been written, that I've read tonight, the ones that you have upon your heart, that Father is going to answer each and every one.
Amen.
He is more than able. We believe it, Lord. We're going to ask for these requests. We're coming together as Your bride, bringing these requests before You. What's upon our heart, what's been read, and we know that You're going to answer this prayer.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Raise your hand and say, Lord, I believe it.
Amen.
With all my heart, You will answer these prayers. Let's just sing our little song to Him as we reach out and touch Him as He passes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy.
Truly, we can feel your presence moving in and out and amongst us, Lord. How unworthy we are, Lord, that you would come and visit us in this, Lord, this time and the way the world is, but you've set us aside and then you've revealed this word, Lord, that we could come together, Father. Thank you for choosing us, Lord, for calling us and opening up our eyes, Lord, to this word, Lord. Father, we just love you with all of our hearts. We want to say it, Lord, with our lips to you. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Fathers, we've come together one more time, Lord. Such an honor. I don't want to take it for granted, Lord. Never, Lord, to be assembled together one more time. Fathers, the quote that Brother Joseph read about bringing our little licks of fire, Lord. Father, may our faith be ignited. May our whole lives be ignited with your power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. You heard every request, Father. Lord, things that, Lord, we can't do anything on our own, Lord, but you can. You know every hand that was raised, every request that was spoken, Lord. I pray that you just answer each one, that you go visit each one. No matter what it is, Father, we know that you're going to come through for us and you know what's best. We ask for your perfect will in our lives, Lord. Lord, we just thank you once again for giving us this opportunity to, Lord, dig deeper in this word, Lord, that you've predestinated for us to hear. Lord, there's been no greater time on earth than what's right now, Lord. And Father, just anoint our ears, Lord. Father, Lord, just plow the soil in our hearts, Lord, that word, the seed, can just drop down, Lord, and anchor in, Lord. Lord, that we might grow and to be more like you, Father. We just love you and appreciate you. We just invite you to come for the rest of this service, Lord. As we sing, Lord, as we worship you, Father, may you be pleased, Lord. We love you and ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes on.
Amen. You may be seated. How many has the victory in Jesus tonight? Amen. My Savior forever. He sought me. He bought me. I'm so thankful for the victory we have.
I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. His blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me. With his redeeming blood, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I've heard about his healing. Cleansing power revealing how how we made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, oh come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh victory, oh victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Oh he saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson blood.
My gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come to worship you in spirit and in truth. We just pray, Lord, that you'd come and meet with us, and that you'd have your way, Lord, in our service, that each need would be met, Lord, and that you would continue to help us, Lord, to grow in faith and make ready, Lord, for thy soon appearing. Bless these tithes and offerings, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, victory, victory. Go! is just a more weird name.
Thank you.
He knows your name. Hey, man, I'm so thankful for that. There's this little chorus, I don't believe we've sang it here yet, but I know it'll be familiar to many of you. It's Jesus, name above all names. Beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed we.
Honor thy law to
to him softly. Truly, that's our heart's desire, just to be like him. Be like you, Father. All through this journey, from earth to glory, only ask to be like you, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. Let's humble to this one more time. Spirit with you now? Are you ready to hear the word? Your hearts are open. We've worshiped him. We've welcomed him. And we know that he's here.
Amen.
Do you feel him sitting right next to you right now?
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, come now and open up our hearts, Lord, to hear your word.
Amen.
Let every distraction be taken away.
Amen.
And Lord, let this word go deep in my soul.
Amen.
Give me more revelation of your word tonight, Amen. Lord Jesus, as we welcome your prophet to the platform. Let's sing our national anthem.
Only be.
Glad for the stored up food.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give it all to God. I know you're ready for the church ages because he said it. And if he said it, it has to come to pass.
Amen.
So we're ready. We're going to hear the Ephesian church age tonight that was spoke by God, written by John, and revealed to you.
Amen.
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 We welcome our pastor and our prophet, Brother Brandon. God bless you.
God bless you.